Today we're going to be looking at what is called the marks of a Christian.
今天我们会看一看那种就是基督徒的标志。
Now marks are basically characteristics or attributes.
这个讲的标志呢，我们会看到是一个人的品质或者他的特点。
So we'll look at the marks, the characteristics, attributes of what it means to be a follower of Jesus.
所以我们就来看一看基督徒应该有什么样的特征和标志。Now,
when I was young, a teenager, I used to walk on a golf course, but I worked at a golf course.
当我是年轻的时候呢，我在那个高尔夫球场里面走一走，然后在那边还有一点工作。And
so the country club that I worked at was much like this one, and it was the members were very rich and affluent people.
在我工作的那个高尔夫球场呢，就是有点像图片上这个，当时他们在那里打球的都是非常富有的一些。And
so some of the outward marks or characteristics of these members
这些成员呢，他们有什么样的特征呢和品质呢？
Would be that they were very wealthy.
他们非常的富有。They
drove very nice cars.
他们开的车都非常的豪华。Wore
nice clothes.
穿的衣服也非常的漂亮。Had
big houses.
有很大的房子。And
their children, rather than carrying a 50-pound golf bag for their parents, would spend time in the pool.
他们的孩子们呢，一般不会帮他们背这个40-50磅的高尔夫的球袋，他们呢就到那个游泳池里面去玩。But
there's also internal marks or characteristics of these wealthy members.
这些富人们呢，他们里面也有一些特征。They
were highly educated.
他们都是受过很高等的教育。
They were highly motivated in the career path that they had chosen.
他们对自己的职业都非常有动力去做更好。And
some of them were very generous.
他们有一些呢还是非常的大方慷慨。We would
get paid a certain flat rate, but then many of the members would give us tips, and so many were generous and gave good tips.
当我在这里工作的时候呢，我们当然有一个固定的工资，但同时呢，他们也会给小费。有些人是非常慷慨，给我很多的小费。At
one point, I remember in college, I was working and I was talking to one of the members.
我记得有一次我在大学的时候，我跟其中一个会员讲话。And
I was sharing with him that I was undergoing, you know, some struggles or questioning in terms of my future.
我在跟他分享当时一些状况，我是非常的挣扎，我对以后我的这个将来不是很确定，就跟他分享了一些挣扎。The
Lord had just started to work in my heart and was leading me away from going to law school, and I was considering pursuing ministry and going to seminary.
我当时的状况呢，是看到神在我的生命当中有明确的带领，好像要我离开我。 曾经想去的法学院，让我们走在这个服事道路当中。And
the member gave me some advice.
当时那个会员呢就给了我一些建议。He
said, go to law school.
去法学院吧。He
said, work hard, you can still serve the church.
他说你好好工作，其实你还是可以在教会里面侍奉啊。But
one day maybe you can enjoy all of this country club life.
而且同时你还可以享受这样的生活。
I think it was maybe my moment like Jesus when Satan, the devil, was saying, here, you can have all these kingdoms of the world. But I think he was trying to help me. But as you see, I wasn't a very good listener.
但是你知道，我当时不是一个非常听话的人。Maybe
a better listener to God's voice.
但是也许是对神来讲是一个更好的听话的人。So
there's marks and characteristics of a lot of different people, and I think if we think about marks of a Christian, if this was a Sunday school class, we should come up with a big list.
所以呢，我们看到其他的人也会有他们自己的特征。当你想到基督徒的特征的时候，这是一个很大的话题，也许你在组织里面要讲好久。A
Christian loves God's word. A Christian goes to church. Christian is humble.
其中一些特点就是基督徒他喜欢神的话，他研究神的话，就基督徒就很谦卑。
But we don't really have to come up with our own list because the Apostle Paul gave us the list in Romans chapter 12.
但是我们其实不用自己一直把这个表列得很长，因为使徒保罗在圣经里面给了我们一个列表。 And
today we're going to look at just a few of this marks of a Christian that he laid out to the church.
在这个列表当中，使徒保罗给教会一个列表，看到基督徒的一些特点，我们今天来看其中的几项。
Okay, it's a very short passage, and let's read together in English, and then we can read together in Chinese. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer.
罗马书12章11到12节，我们来一起读。因勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常自省，在光中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，达到了谢谢。So
I started speaking on some of the characteristics a couple weeks ago for my last message.
在两周之前呢，我其实已经开始了讲的这些信息。
And the main thing that we see in the verses right before this is that Christians, followers of Jesus, have a mark of love.
在这个段之前呢，其实也讲到基督徒有一个特点，其中这个特征呢就是爱。
And it's actually quite interesting because in the verse there's actually two different Greek words for love that are used.
其实在这段当中呢，非常有趣的一个现象是，当他讲到爱的时候，实际上它是在希腊文当中是两个不同的词。Paul
says love must be sincere.
保罗在讲，他说这个爱要恒切，爱要真实。And
this is a love that's the unconditional love, or in the Greek we call agape love.
其实这是一个无条件的爱，在希腊文当中用的词是叫 agape。
But then he says, be devoted to one another in love.
但他后来又说你要彼此相爱。
And this devoted to one another in love is a brotherly love, a sisterly love.
这个爱呢，希腊词里面用的是一个像兄弟姐妹之间的爱的那个词。
It's where in English we get the name for the city of Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love.
基于这个词呢，后来我们得到了这个城市费城的这个城市的名字。
And so Christians are to be known by their love for each other.
基督徒当时是以彼此相爱而著名的。
That is a committed sacrificial love.
他们彼此确实相爱，而且是要牺牲的爱。
But that is lived out in friendship and companionship and camaraderie.
把这个爱活出来的时候，他们就是朋友之间、同事之间这个朋友之间的这种彼此的友爱。And
so Paul then continues his list at, and we're looking at four different characteristics of a believer today.
当保罗继续往下写的时候呢，他就给了我们四个特征。And
the first one is that a mark of a Christian is to serve zealously.
这个特征呢，就讲到要心里火热，常常的服侍。So
Paul says, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord.
他这里讲到说，殷勤不可懒惰，要心里火热，常常服侍。And
so, the first thing that we see is that in zealously serving the Lord, we need to serve the Lord.
我们在这里看到。 如果要心里火热什么呢？不是主的话，那我们首先服侍。
There's a statistic, I don't know how accurate it is.
我们有一个统计，那虽然我不知道准确程度有多大。
But they say that in most churches, it's 20% of the members, brothers and sisters, who do 80% of the work.
所以统计是说，在教会里面大概有20%的弟兄姐妹在做80%的事情。
And so the rest, the 20% do, or 80% do 20% of the work.
另外的80%的人呢，就在做20%的事。
So really, we need to flip that, but even more than that, we should have 100% of the people doing 100% of the 100% of the work.
当然我们很希望把它颠倒过来，但同时呢，我们更希望是百分之百的弟兄姐妹都在做百分之百的事情。
And there's many scriptures that talk about the fact that we're all to serve the Lord together.
有很多其他经文也告诉我们，我们所有的人都应该来服侍。In
1 Corinthians 12:7, it says, "To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good."
在哥林多前书的第十二章第七节，他讲圣灵都给我们用的恩赐，为的是要造就人。And
so Paul is saying that everyone who is a disciple of Jesus is filled with the Spirit.
这里讲到的是说我们每一个人，耶稣的门徒，我们都有圣灵的恩赐。And
is given different spiritual gifts and talents in order to serve the church.
这些恩赐之所以给我们，是让我们来服侍教会。
And to help to further Christ's kingdom.
要更多的扩张神的国度。
Over the summer, I was speaking in July about the different roles of pastor and elders and deacons.
在过去的这个七月份，一系列的讲道当中提到，在教会当中的服事有不同的职位，其中有包括牧师、长老和执事。
And one of the passages we looked at was in Ephesians chapter 4.
其中一段的经文，我们当时所看的是在以弗所书的第四章，
which says that Christ gave pastors and teachers to equip God's people for works of ministry.
当时那里讲到，他说神把这些事情，有所赐的，有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为的是要成全圣徒，做尽其职。
And so in some senses, as a pastor or minister, our main job is to equip the brothers and sisters so that you can do the ministry.
所以其中一个牧师的最重要的一个职分，就是为了要成全圣徒，然后这些圣徒给各自进行解释。And
so our posture then as followers of Jesus,
所以不管是牧师还是我们这个一起跟随耶稣基督人，
and a characteristic that each of us should have,
我们的特点呢，我们每个人都应该具备的特点就是，
is to serve,
就是去服侍主。
And I realize that for many, we might think, I don't really have that many talents.
有时候我意识到自己好像没那么多的恩赐。
And I don't really know my spiritual gifts.
我实际上也不是很知道我属灵的这些强项在哪里。
And I think I probably felt that way for many years myself.
在这个很多很长时间里面，我对自己这么觉得。
But I think I took the attitude, how can I help?
但是我想，我就有这样一个态度，然后就是常常就问自己，我怎么样来跟服侍呢？
And if there was need to help with the youth in an outing,
如果看到一些的需求，比如说这些青少年，
or to teach a Sunday school class,
或者是主日学，
or to serve food,
或者是服侍这个饭食，
or any number of things that can be done in the church, I was willing to step up and help however it was needed.
所以看到哪里有需求，我的当时态度就是说，看到哪里有需求，我怎么样可以服侍。
And so don't worry so much thinking what are my gifts. Go ahead and serve, and as you serve, God will, I think, reveal to you what some of those gifts are.
所以其实呢，这样讲来，你就不要太担心的，常常问自己的恩赐在哪里。其实只要有这样一个态度，看一看教会这边有什么需求，我们在边服侍的过程当中，你先发现自己的恩赐。
Because I think God will help you promote and foster a desire in you to serve in that way.
因为我相信呢，神会在你的心当中埋置这样服侍的意愿，然后更多的来鼓励你去服侍。
But also, brothers and sisters, I think will begin to notice if you're good at something, and they'll begin to encourage you to continue to serve in that way.
同时，其他弟兄姐妹会观察到你，他会注意到你在某一方面比较有长项，然后他们会继续的鼓励你在这方面去服侍。
So let's all seek to serve the Lord together.
所以这样就可以让我们一起来服侍。
And we're to do this zealously.
但是要做这些事情，要心里火热的去做。
The definition of zeal is to have great energy and enthusiasm.
在心里火热就讲到，我们需要有很大的精力，并且有内心的这种渴慕去做。
In pursuit of a cause or objective.
我们就非常的渴慕前面的事情。
And the cause or objective here is to serve God, to serve Christ.
而且我们有共同的目标，这个共同目标就是一起来服侍。
And And I actually like this little illustration that they give, and it says, teaching aerobics every day requires consistent energy and zeal.
在这里实际上有一个定义，就是说，他就说在这个每一天的教导当中呢，实际上是需要很多的精力和很多的热情。And
so an aerobics instructor, if you don't know, is one who leads exercise classes.
我在看到这些的说明，是因为在这个训练锻炼这里方面。
I haven't taken too many exercise classes, but the ones that I have were very intense and difficult for me.
其实我没有做很多锻炼的事情，但是在我所做的其中一个锻炼的事情当中，对我来讲是非常劳累的。But
what I noticed is that the teacher of the class was always very enthusiastic and very energetic and had a lot of stamina to teach my and many other classes.
但是我注意到，在给我锻炼身体的那些老师们，他们是非常的热情的，有很大的活力。他不光是教我的这个课，而且还教其他的课也是这样。And
so I think the Lord wants us, as we serve Him, to have that energy, to have the zeal, to have the passion to serve Him in all the ways He's called us.
所以我想神呼召我们去服侍他，是呼召我们要常常热心，有很大的活力、精力、精神和这个热情去服侍他。
The second thing that we see in this passage is to hope joyfully.
在这一段当中，我们所看到的第二个基督徒的特点是在这个指望当中要有喜乐。
And the Apostle Paul says, be joyful in hope.
他说在指望中要喜乐。
And I think partly what he's getting at is that our hope is not in results.
我想他部分的原因这么讲呢，是说我们的指望当中好像不是常常指望我们所得到那个结果。Of
course, in business, the shareholders and workers and owners like to see results and profit to be made.
当然，在很多的其他的场合下，比如说是一个股票的持有者，或者是一个商业机会，他们很希望看到那个结果。And
if one is an aerobics teacher, they would like to see results in that their students are getting more in shape and becoming stronger.
如果刚才那个例子的话，我们那个老师他也希望他的结果，他所教的那个锻炼身体的学生们，要看到他们越来越强壮，他想看到这个结果。
And in a church, we'd like to see more people come to Christ and have a healthy congregation.
作为教会的话，我们也想看到一些结果，就是想看到这个越来越多的人。 接受耶稣，并且呢，更健康的一个教会。But
here we're called to rejoice in hope.
但这里呢，我们看到，我们不是在结果当中喜乐，而是在指望当中喜乐。Not
simply rejoice in results.
不只是很简单的，好像看到一个结果就喜乐。Now
of course, when things go well in our lives, I think it is a time that we should try to remember and praise the Lord.
当然，在我们的生活当中，如果有好的结果。 我们也确实应该感谢神，这是神的工作，我们也在那个当中喜乐。
But I think Paul is calling us here to have hope even when things aren't going too well.
但我想使徒保罗在这里所讲的意思是说，即便是有时候我们看不到明显的好的结果，也应该在指望当中喜乐。
And to nonetheless continue to rely on God in all circumstances of our lives.
在我们生活当中各样的情况之下，我们还是要。 继续的仰望神，继续的依赖他，在他的里面祈祷。
Tim Keller is a pastor in Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City.
Tim Keller, 他是在纽约的一个就是救助的长老会的教会里的牧师。
And I like this quote that he had, and I'll read it, and then you can try to translate it.
我很喜欢他的这个说话，他说。He
said, "No one is exempt from trials and tribulations. In fact, this is often what happens." To people God loves very much, for it is part of God's often mysterious and good plan for turning us into something great.
他想这里没有任何一个人免疫于这些各样的困难。事实上呢，对神所爱的人的这些困难，在他们生活当中发生的非常的频繁，而且这是神的一个计划，使用这些的困难来达到更广。And
I would agree with this statement because no one is exempt from the trials of life.
我喜欢这个，是因为他前面就讲，他说没有任何一个人可以免疫于这种困难。
If you haven't experienced many difficulties or trials, I can guarantee at some point you probably will.
如果你目前还没有经历到什么困难的话，我可以向你保证，在某一个时间段，你一定会碰到困难。
And even as the days draw nearer to Christ coming back, I think as Christians we can even expect more difficulty.
特别是当这个末日来临的时候，我们越来越作为基督徒越来越感受到这些的困难和逼迫。
In our college and career Bible study group this past week, we were studying Revelation.
在我们这个大学生年轻人的这个圣经学习当中的上个礼拜，我们查经查到启示录。
And we looked at the image, I believe it was in chapter 6, where those who died for the faith, the martyrs, were dressed in white.
我们查到这个启示录第六章那里讲到，就是那些为主服侍的那些人呢，是穿着白衣。
And they were crying out to God for justice. When will they be satisfied from all the trials that they went through?
他们穿着白衣，这些人呢，就在神的面前呼求，他说，什么时候公义才得到彰显？
And Jesus said, you're going to have to wait longer.
耶稣跟他们说，其实你还要更多的忍耐和等待。
He said, there's many, many more that need to join you in your worship of God through sacrifice.
就是还有更多更多的人来加入到你们的行列当中，在困难，在逼迫当中服侍。
And so in the midst of all of these trials that John was explaining, he was saying that, you know what, it's even going to get worse.
在所有的这些困难和逼迫当中，这个启示录的作者使徒约翰就跟他们讲说，其实呢，这个情况会比你想象的看到的更糟糕。But
the good news is that God uses that in order to receive glory and praise.
但是这个好消息呢，是神使用这些困难和逼迫呢，让我们成长，并且看到他自己更好的目的。But
he also uses these trials for those he loves in order to shape us and conform us more into the image of Christ.
而且他使用这些困难呢，实际上是磨练这些他所爱的人。Building
our character.
继续的磨练我们，造就我们。And
in doing so, he will turn us into something great.
并且呢，使我们这个就好像是更珍惜我们所不能。But
not something great so much as we would think of in a worldly way.
当然不是按照世界的标准，好像我们就是变得更加强壮。But
in a way that can be marked by the characteristics of love, joy, peace, patience, and goodness, like we see in the scriptures.
但是呢，是按照圣灵的标准。 让我们变得更好，在这个圣灵的果子当中，像仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐这些，在这个特征上面来越来越好。And
the ability to serve Him and to make a difference for His kingdom.
并且是在我们服侍主，也为他的国度来做一些贡献的这个标准上面变得更好。And
we're also called through the trials of life to stand on the promises of God.
我们同时也被呼召，就是在这个困难当中，还是要继续的站稳在神的应许当中站稳。And
maybe for those of us who are a little older who sing many hymns, this is a very popular hymn, Standing on the Promises of Christ My King.
也许对我们这些年纪稍微大一点的，常常就是有很多老的诗歌的，这个诗歌呢是非常好的一个诗歌。And
so to hope joyfully means to stand on the promise of God and to realize that we have a better destiny.
所以在指望当中，喜乐，这里面就是想到，我们要抓住神的应许，看到神给我们的指望。And
we have a higher hope.
我们有一个更大的指望。And
no matter what may happen, we will experience the presence of God.
不管发生什么样的事情，我们还会经历到神对我们的应许和恩典。
The next mark of a Christian is to endure patiently.
接下来的这个基督徒的特点，就是在患难中要忍耐。
And here it says, Paul says to be patient in affliction.
这里说在患难中要忍耐。
I was reading a commentary by Dr. R.C. Sproul.
我在读这个 Dr. R.C. Sproul 所讲的一个。
And he was discussing life verses.
深的一个经典。
Many people have life verses.
很多人都有自己的这个生命，自己人生的一个经典。
Some people I've known have had very interesting life verses.
那有些人呢，他们自己的生命的经典是非常有趣的。
One brother was in a verse in Isaiah, enlarge the place of my tent.
有一个弟兄，他的生命的经节是在以赛亚书里面。
And I was like, what are you talking about? Enlarge the place of your tent in Isaiah.
扩张他的帐幕，扩张他的帐幕。然后呢，我就说，嘿，你究竟在讲什么？为什么用这个做你的生命经节？
But he wanted to have an expanding influence for Christ in that verse.
他给他解释，就是说，其实我是想在神国的这个事工当中有更加的扩张这个帐幕。
And so RC has said, my life verse, the whole Bible is my life verse.
RC 呢就讲了这样一句话，他说其实整本圣经都是我的生命经典。
But he qualified that and said, I actually had a life verse before this.
但他同时也澄清一下，他说在我得出这个结论之前，其实我是有一节我的生命经典的。
And it's actually this verse that we've been discussing.
实际上就是我们现在在讨论这一节。
Verse 12, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer.
第十二节，在指望中要喜乐，在患难中要忍耐，祷告要恒切。
But he decided that he could no longer have that as his life verse.
但是后来他发现，哎，我不能以这个经节继续做我的生命经节了。
Because there was a problem.
因为这里有一个困难问题出现了。
He said the teaching patient in affliction was difficult for him.
因为他在这个患难当中要忍耐的，对他来讲是非常困难。
He didn't like affliction.
他不想要患难。
And when he went through it, he wasn't patient.
当他实在有患难的时候，他没有那样的忍耐。
And I think many of us can relate to that.
我想我们很多人与他类似。
I think most of us would say, I don't really want to have to go through affliction if I can help it.
我们当中很多人也许会说，哎，如果我可以避免的话，我可能不想要经历这样的患难。
And most of us don't want to be patient through affliction.
我们当中绝大部分人在患难当中，我们也不想要忍耐。
I think we're impatient for the affliction to be over, so that we can reach a new stage in life.
我们可能就非常的不耐烦，就希望这个患难可以快快的过去。
But sometimes when we're going through affliction, it may take time to work through.
但是在患难当中，有时候确实需要时间，需要忍耐。
But Paul's instruction is to be patient in that.
这个保罗对我们的教训就是在患难中要忍耐。
And so we have to be prepared for the challenges of life.
我们必须为前面所摆的一些挑战呢做好预备。
As sometimes we're driving, we see a sign and it'll say there'll be a deer crossing ahead or maybe a curved road ahead, slow down.
当我们开车的时候，我们也会碰到这样的一些警告。比如说它会警告你前面可能有小路窜出来，或者说前面的路会弯弯曲曲，你要慢点开车。
As believers, we know that there will be challenges. We're told there will be affliction.
作为代言人，我们就是被提醒，我们也知道前面会有很多困难。
But the mark of a Christ follower is that we do so, that we endure patiently through such affliction and trials.
但是呢，基督徒的其中一个特点就是知道有患难，并且在患难当中要忍耐。
Now the last mark that we're going to look at today is to pray faithfully.
今天我们要看到基督徒的最后一个特点呢，就是祷告要恒切。
So when I was serving in my church in Brooklyn, there was a sister who was part of our English ministry.
当我在纽约的 Brooklyn 教会服事的时候，那边有一个姐妹。
And she had gone off to college and got involved in a church there in Maryland, I think.
她当时呢大学毕业，她参与在教会当中的服事。
And that church was a good church, and they spent a lot of time praying.
当时他所服侍的教会呢，就是是一个很好的教会的，花很多时间大家一起祷告。
And they sought like Paul says in verse 12 to be faithful in prayer.
他们当时看到的经文就是保罗所说的祷告要恒切。
But her idea when she came back and we would have prayer meeting was a little bit different in how the definition of faithful to prayer meant.
但是当他在一个祷告会当中的分享时，他所看到的这个角度跟大家有点不一样。And
so her church, I think, was a more charismatic church, and so they were much more expressive and emotional in prayer.
他当时所在的那个教会呢，是有一点灵恩派倾向的，所以他们当时的祷告就是有一些灵恩派的。And
so we were having what was like kind of a normal prayer meeting.
这个呢，我们确实是一个很平常的一个祷告会。And
we're taking prayer requests and praying.
我们会收集一些祷告的事项，为这些事项来祷告。And
I would say most Chinese churches that I've been part of, when they gather in prayer, it's not too emotional.
在绝大部分我所经历到、我看到的华人教会当中，我看好像大家的祷告也都没有那么样的情绪化。
But in praying, this sister began to like pray at almost the top of her lungs. Prayed very loudly.
在她当时说的那个情况，他们在祷告时非常大声的在祷告。
The English expression is when you do something loudly, you do it at the top of your lungs. So the top part of your lungs.
这个英文的表达方式是说，如果你要大声的话，就好像你要这个肺活量很大，要集中精力的，就好像气运丹田的那样去祷告。And
she would pray in tears.
他们祷告的时候呢，就会有很多的流泪。
And there's nothing wrong with that, because sometimes I think we do need to pray emotionally for some requests.
当然，本来无可厚非，因为在很多的时候，我们祷告确实需要大声，也确实需要有一些情绪。But
in her case, someone would say, "Can you pray? I'm having difficulty with my car, and I can't figure out how to fix it."
他就祷告，他说：“哎，你为我的车祷告，我的车现在坏了，不能修。”
And she would cry out to the Lord like someone had just died. Of course, it was probably my car that died, so I appreciated the sentiment. So again, there's nothing wrong with praying emotionally, but I don't think when the Apostle Paul is talking here about faithfully praying, that's exactly what he meant.
当然，我们非常情绪的祷告，非常大声的祷告，本来是无可厚非。但是我觉得保罗在这里所讲的祷告要恒切，并不一定是指那个。
He wants us to be devoted to prayer, to be consistent in prayer, to regularly seek the Lord in all circumstances.
他的意思是让我们可以有非常委身、非常致力在祷告当中，并且呢非常一贯的、连贯的这样的去祷告。So
how can we become more faithful in prayer?
这样呢来讲，我们怎么样可以变得更加的祷告恒切呢？
Maybe some of you out there are really good at praying.
可能呢在这个当中呢，有人呢非常的祷告恒切的中心。
And maybe we can talk sometime because you can help me in terms of being better at prayer.
也许你可以来找我，我们可以谈一谈，你可以跟我分享一下怎么样祷告。Maybe
all of us need some help in prayer.
也许我们所有的人都需要在这方面得到帮助。And
over the years, I've tried to develop consistency in my prayer life.
在过去的这几年当中，我是试着要改良我的祷告生活，要变得非常的连贯一致。
And so I came up with like 10 prayer helps, 10 tips on how to become more faithful in prayer.
所以呢，我就有这样一个列表，好像有十个小窍门，帮助我们祷告。Don't
worry, I'm not going to spend 10 minutes on each one. We'll have lunch soon.
大家不要担心，我不会每一点都讲十分钟的，这样我们很快就要吃午饭了。But
I think to begin, it's helpful to pray for meals and at bedtime.
我想第一个建议呢，是说在吃饭的时候和睡觉的时候去祷告。It's
simple, but I think especially when we have families, this can be family time and family prayer.
这个虽然看起来很简单，但是呢，对一个家庭是很有帮助的，因为在家庭当中，我们可以一起吃饭的时候祷告，这就是祷告。But
even taking a little time for your meal can help us to be thankful for the Lord.
就是拨一点点时间出来，到这个吃饭之前，我们为了饭食来感谢神。
But then I think we're also to try to grow and pray throughout the day.
但是同时我们也是发展到好像，哎，我这个全天都应该要祷告。
Now of course many of us work and are busy and we can't necessarily pray all the time.
当然有很多人非常的忙碌，并没有办法这个全天都要祷告。
I think if a surgeon was operating on me, I would want them to be focused on fixing whatever it is.
那我想一个例子，就是如果有一个手术师在我身上做手术的时候，我希望他更专注在做手术上面，而不是在为我祷告。
But I suppose if something went wrong, prayer would be good in that circumstance.
但是我想，如果他的手术出了一些什么状况、一些错误的话，我想祷告还是非常有帮助的。
But hopefully we can grow in the habit of seeking the Lord and praying for many different items, big and small.
我想我们可以培养这样一个习惯，不管是大事小事，我们都来把它带到神面前来祷告。
About a week ago, I went to the bank.
在差不多一个礼拜之前，我去了一家银行。
And then yesterday, I went to get my checkbook to write a check, and then I couldn't find it.
昨天呢，我去想要写支票的时候，发现我的支票本找不到。
And I looked everywhere. I called the branch.
我到处找，我后来给那个银行的支行打电话。
And I prayed to God, and I was like, Lord, this is a very, in the scope of everything going on in the world, this is a very minor request.
我当时就在向神祷告，但是在所有的事情当中，你看全世界这么多的事情，这真的是很小的一件事情，我就为这个小事情向神祷告。
Can you please help me find my checkbook?
神啊，你能够帮助我找到支票本吗？
And later I was at the computer and I was working and like an image passed through my mind and I remembered that I had put it on the kitchen table earlier in the week.
在电脑前面工作的时候，突然有个意念就进来，他说：“这个我放在这个厨房里。”
And so I think when we were eating dinner sometime, I moved it off the table, but it was in another like countertop next to the table. So praise the Lord, I found it.
所以在吃晚饭的时候，你就看到我就真的在厨房里面找到了，感谢。
But I think even in such things that seem inconsequential, to the Lord are things that we can still bring to Him, even the details of our lives.
但我们看到这个事情当中并不是完全严格的因果关系，但是在这个事情神确实也帮助了我们，为此应该向他献上感谢。
Another thing is we can pray at specific times.
另外一个技巧就是说你固定一个时间来祷告。
We know the example of Daniel.
我们知道但以理的例子。
And the king had did a decree that.No one can pray to anyone except the king.
当时的国王下达的命令就是说，你们不能向其他任何的人祷告，只能向国王。
So his practice was to pray two times a day, and he continued to pray two times a day, and got thrown into a den of lions because of it.
当时他给自己的一个习惯就是他每天他两次祷告，当时他就坚持这个两次祷告，这样后来他就碰到马。
And we know that even to this day, Jewish people.
我们也知道，即便在现在，这些犹太人当中。
And even many churches practice this, what is called hourly prayer.
即便还有一些的教会，他们也在操作这样一个祷告的时间，他们称之为这个称之为每个小时祷告。
We think of it as something that Muslims do, praying, I think, it's 5 times a day.
我们也看到有好多穆斯林，他们甚至每天五次祷告。
But the practice for Christians has been often to pray 2 or 3 times a day.
这个基督徒呢，常常是一天有
2 or 3 times a day. And to read scripture, pray the Lord's prayer, and give requests to the Lord.
而且在这个同时呢，也从圣经也灵修，也把自己的一些需求告诉。
And so maybe put prayer time in your schedule, and then seek to have that appointment with God.
所以在你的行事历当中，你把这个时间摆上去，好像你跟神有一个约会一样。
The other thing is pray immediately.
另外一件事情就是有事情呢就立即祷告。
And what I mean here is maybe you're interacting with someone on Facebook or WeChat. And maybe they have a need or a prayer request. And so, what I've learned to do, because oftentimes I would be, okay, I'll pray for you. But I know that sometimes my memory is not so good and I might forget. And so I don't want to tell someone I'm going to pray for them and then never pray for them. That just doesn't sound very good, especially when you're a pastor. And so I've disciplined myself that when I see this request and I tell someone I pray for them immediately, right then and there.
所以呢，我就给自己一个操练，我说以后碰到这样的状况呢，我就告诉我自己，当时有这样的情况，我就马上把其他事情停下来，立即为他祷告。
But I don't think it has to be just through the internet. I think we can do this personally. And if someone's talking to you and they have a prayer need, we can spend time and pray for the brother or sister right then and there.
当然，这个操练并不局限于在脸书或者微信上面。
Another advice is to pray together.
另外一个建议呢，就是大家一起来祷告。Sometimes
it's hard to pray by yourself and you get distracted or have too many things to do.
有时候单独一个人祷告呢，是有些困难，常常被干扰。But
when we gather together, like on Wednesdays for our church prayer meeting,
但是像我们大家一起聚集的时候，像我们礼拜三晚上在教会的祷告会。
Or when I meet with Pastor Kunming on Tuesdays, we spend time praying for the church.
或者我和昆明传道人在礼拜二一起祷告的时候。
And I seek time praying with my family every night before bed. We try to have a family prayer time.
实际上在家庭当中，我也希望在家庭一起祷告的一个。
In all of these things, in a sense, it helps. Helps me to pray, and in joining with others in prayer gives more motivation, hopefully, to continue to pray for one another. So joining together in prayer, I think, can really help us grow in our prayer life. Another one is to pray the Lord's Prayer.
另外一个就是引述主导文。Our
Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
我们在天上的父，愿你的尊名为圣。And
I think we can pray that and just recite it, and I think that's helpful.
我想我们可以就祷告它，就是把它背诵出来，也是对我们有帮助的。But
we can also use it as a model for prayer.
我们同时也可以使用它做我们一个模范。Our
Father in heaven, hallowed, holy is your name.
我们在天上的父，愿你的尊名为圣。
You are a great God, a mighty God, a faithful God.
你是一个伟大的神，你是一个就是慈爱的神。And
then as you go on in the prayer, you can continue to add your own prayers and kind of build upon what the Lord has said.
当你继续往下祷告的时候，你可以讲出自己的话来，越来越知道神所做的事情，神在你的生命当中值得赞美的地方。Another
advice is to pray through Scripture.
另外一个建议就是在使用圣经经文来祷告。
And this is especially helpful in Psalms. You can read through the Psalms, and there's Psalms of praise and Psalms of lament and of distress.
这个很好的一个例子就是诗篇，诗篇里面有很多诗人的祷告，他们在痛苦当中的一些呼求，他们甚至有些哀歌，在患难当中的哀歌。
But in a sense, we can read some of these scriptures and then we can pray through them and expand again on what the psalm writer had written. Another is to pray through the newspaper. Well, maybe newspaper isn't the best because I read the news, but it's not on paper anymore.
也许英文单词这个newspaper不是很合适，因为我常常看的一些新闻，并不是在纸上面。I
think most of mine are from some apps in here, so.
有很多电话上面的应用上面的一些新闻，我是从那里看的。But
sometimes when I read about all of the difficulties going on in the world and trials and political fighting.
但是当我看到这些新闻的时候，我就发现我们在一个堕落的世界里面，这个世界里面很多患难的、很多政治的因素。
It can bring me distress.
它会给我带来一些沮丧。
But if I pray for these things and listen to the Lord, hopefully He can work through them and also give me peace.
但是当我把这些事情拿到主的面前，为这个世界来祷告的时候，神就给我平安。
I also read for the next one, pray the sound of a siren.
下一个建议呢，就是好像有紧急的声音那种，紧急的声音传来的祷告。
So I had received this advice once from someone.
我是从某一个人当中得到这个建议。
Because they said, you know, when you hear a siren, like it's usually there's some trouble.
当你听到一个警报的时候，通常都是有一些事情要发生的。
Maybe it's a fire truck going to a fire.
好像是一个救火车要去赶到救火现场。
Or an ambulance going to help someone who has a physical need.
或者是救护车去接应病人。
Or maybe a police officer to mediate a dispute.
或者是警车。
But in any of these cases, it's some kind of distress, and so oftentimes now.Advice of my friend, when I hear the siren, I don't really know what it is, but I know that there's a distress, and so I'm able to pray to the Lord.
当就是我朋友给我的建议就是说，当你听到这些警报的时候，当我不知道是什么样情况发生，但是听到这个警报的时候，我想可能就是一些的危机的情况发生，我就为这个事情祷告。
And if I see it's a fire truck, well, then I pray that there be safety for those who may be part of the fire.
如果看到是一个救火车的话，那我就为这些火场这个。情况当中的人来找到他们有安全。
And finally, many use a prayer journal.
另外一个建议是把这个祷告的日记写下来。
And so it can be a means of writing requests to the Lord.
你可以是把这个祷告的要求对神的祷告可以写下来。
But also hopefully noting some of the ways the Lord has answered.
或者神已经应允我们祷告的一些事情。
Or is working through the various situations.
或者在不同的状况当中也把它写下来。
And then the journal can be not only a means of request, but also a means of praise as we see how the Lord is working.
当我们写下来的这个日志，不光是成为一个祷告事项的收集，而且是神应允我们祷告的一个感恩的事项。
So I would like to conclude then with this verse from Scripture, Psalm 102.
所以在最后结束的时候，我想跟大家分享一些经文。
Because I think that it summarizes well some of the things that we've been talking about, seeking to live in a way as a disciple of Christ, having these characteristics and qualities in our lives.
这些经文我想非常好的综述了我们刚才所讲的，就是我们基督徒当中有什么样的特征。
And the psalmist says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing."
这里讲到，你们当乐意侍奉耶和华，当来向他歌唱。
And so we're to serve the Lord with gladness and with joy.
所以我们当乐意而喜乐的侍奉耶和华。
Serving fervently, serving zealously.
心中火热，常常不是。
And even in the midst of trials, serving with hope.
即便是在患难和痛苦当中，我们也是在指望当中的同时。
Coming before His presence with singing.
我们来到他的面前，当来向他歌唱。
Which I think denotes the times of coming together, praying faithfully, coming into the presence of the Lord.
这就是我们大家一起来到这里寻求耶和华的面，来到他的面前来歌唱祷告。
But also singing praise, knowing that our hope is not in this world, but our hope is in God and His kingdom coming in the world and in through eternity.
同时我们也赞美他，因为我们的指望并不在这个世界当中，我们的指望是在他的应许和他的带领和他的永恩当中。
And so, as we seek to serve the Lord in the week to come, in the days to come.
所以接下来我们的几天或者是数周以来，我们来一起来寻求怎么样服侍主的时候。
Let's reflect on these words.
让我们来继续的反思和冥想这个神所写给我们的话。
And ask the Lord to work in our lives that indeed we may come before Him and serve Him with joy and with gladness.
让他在我们的生命当中继续的做工，让我们真正的可以在他面前乐意侍奉他，喜乐的侍奉他。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for your word. And we thank you for the instruction of the Apostle Paul, who really desired that followers of Jesus serve you joyfully and zealously.
我们要为使徒保罗所给的这个告诫和这个指示来感谢你，因为他真的是让我们来服侍你。And
so help us to be joyful in hope.
让我们常常在失望当中有喜乐。
Patient in affliction.
患难当中要忍耐。
Faithful in prayer.
祷告要恳切。
And serving you gladly in all that we do.
在所有的事情当中，我们要乐意侍奉。
For we pray in Christ's name.